two pilots are in relatively good condition following a mid-air collision yesterday in Dillingham. KDLG's Adam Kane has more.
Two Piper Super Cub float planes collided mid-air on takeoff from Shannon's Pond in Dillingham yesterday evening. Ken Shade was eating dinner when he saw the two planes collide.
Perfectly clear, beautiful, sunshiny day. I don't know. They should have seen each other.
Shade describes what he saw at Shannon's Pond.
They were both taken off in the same direction, and one just flew up into the other one.
According to Dillingham Interim Police Chief John Parker, emergency medical responders were able to access the accident with help from local citizens.
Some local citizens met a fire and EMS personnel, and they ferried the Dillingham fire and EMS personnel across the pond to the scene of the wreck. And apparently the aircraft had gone down there in the tundra. There was one injury, and the other pilot was ambulatory. So one of the pilots, the injured party, was transported to the local hospital and now is in Anchorage for additional medical care.
One of the planes was registered to and flown by Jim Willington, and according to eyewitness reports, Willington sustained only minor injuries and was able to walk out of the crashed plane and attempt to help the other pilot, who had been identified by witnesses as Justin Rogers. Rogers was believed to have injuries to his leg. Mike Fergus is a spokesperson with the Federal Aviation Administration. He says that it's not often that pilots walk away from a mid-air collision.
It's very seldom that you find mid-air collisions where both aircraft occupants just walk away from it. I mean, if you've got to have one, I suppose this is the least severe.
According to Ken Shade, after colliding, the planes lost control and spiraled into the ground nose first. Both planes ended up upside down. There was no fire as a result of the collision, although Shade says that a heavy smell of fuel was noticeable. It is still unknown what caused the mid-air collision, and Mike Fergus confirms that the FAA will investigate the incident.
The FAA, of course, will be investigating that, interviewing both pilots and anybody else that they feel may have some information bearing on it.
The FAA is also currently investigating another plane crash which took place on Wednesday. A Cessna 310 crashed approximately 4 miles to the north of Nome in marginal weather on Wednesday morning. The pilot and sole occupant was State Senator Donnie Olson. The airplane was destroyed. However, the senator was reportedly uninjured. In Dillingham, I'm Adam Kane.